This episode of Pondering Nerdcast was brought to you by GamingRebellion.com. Join the community today at GamingRebellion.com, where it's more than just games.
Hey guys, what's up? And welcome to the Pondering Nerdcast. This is episode 31. And with me tonight is Alyssa Spector.
Hey guys.
And Nate Rowe.
Holy crusted metal, Batman.
So how's everybody turkey day?
It was good.
Yeah.
I know lots of food, lots of sleeping. It was awesome.
Yeah. It's pretty much how it goes down, right?
Did any of you guys do any Black Friday shopping?
No.
Me neither. Yeah. Well, actually no, I put some things online, but there was no way I was gonna step foot in any stores.
I'll watch the news reports.
Yeah, I just saw like a bunch of memes. Plus, I think I was getting ready to go out of state that day, so I didn't even bother with anything. Well, I wish there were Black Friday deals in hotels. That would be great, but there isn't. So,
well, we saw a big thing this year, which is a lot of retailers started switching their deals online, which I personally think is awesome. There's no fighting with nobody. You can just get shit online, have it sent to you. When the product is in stock and stuff like that. And so, personally, like Walmart was heavily pushing that this year, like, because they were just tired of all the commotions at all of their stores all over the U.S. So, I mean, they still had some physical stuff, but they were really heavily starting to. So, I just think next year we'll probably see if the sales numbers did all right this year. Next year, we'll probably see a lot more of that, I would assume. More deals, more commercials for deals online, and
Well, I did hear there were less people standing outside waiting for the doors to open, which I personally still think it's horrible that these stores open at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving. Like, it's Thanksgiving still. It's not Friday.
I just feel bad for the employees. Like, the employees are the ones who suffer there. You know what I mean? Because not only are they away from their family, but they got to deal with all these assholes trying to just, get the best deal. And somebody posted a video on Facebook where, and I don't know where this was. I don't even know if it was in America. But some store opened up. And I mean, the people flooding into this door was just ridiculous. Just, you saw fights almost starting in the crowd. And I'm like, wow, this is just like, where is the human spirit of common courtesy in these situations? You know what I mean? Like, is there no way I'm sorry. No,
You gotta find the irony in that Thanksgiving is all about, being thankful for what we have. And then right afterwards, it's beat the shit out of the other person with the best item that you want really bad. Like, what happened to being thankful for what you have? No, I gotta get that TV for $200 that was retailed for $500.
Happy holidays, America.
That's pretty much. I think there was like a guy camping out at like Monday or Tuesday night before Thanksgiving. Camping out in front of Best Buy. He wanted to be the first one online, and he's camping out like two, three days in advance. And they're like, "Well, why are you doing this so early?" He goes, "Well, early bird catches the worm, and so I'm the early bird, and I want to get that $150 HD TV."
Oh, that guy. Yeah, he had like a tent or something like that.
Yeah,
I remember seeing. It was on all over the news. Like, he was all camped out and ready to go. Like, it was insane. Like, he had the whole. He had a television. I don't know what was powering it, but he had a television in there. He had a bed, and he was just like, "Yeah, I'm here, and I'm gonna make this happen."
That's ridiculous.
Why though? Like, my question is just why.
I don't know. Like, and the thing is, when people are like, most people wait for Black Friday to get these like deals for televisions. And honestly, when I look at the ones that are like the deals that they're giving away, those are crappy televisions. Like, if you cared about your viewing experience, I wouldn't buy any of those televisions, because it's just like, but for most people, they don't care. They just want the size, and because it looks skinny, you can get a flat screen TV because everybody has one. So, but it's not, I think people are just doing it because it's a deal, and that's the only reason. Like, I don't think they really care about what they're actually buying.
smart TV buyers know that Black Friday is not the best time to buy a TV anyway. Super Bowl is actually the best time to buy a TV.
That's when
the most deals will go on for TVs, and that's, you know, what, early February? I'm not a big football fan, but yeah, I mean, so I think people just fighting over this stuff, man. It's just ridiculous. I cannot stand Black Friday. I can't stand what America has come to on Black Friday. Like, it's really just ridiculous. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't love capitalism.
Anyway. That's right. Here at Ponder Nerds, we hate you, Black Friday. No, I don't know. Oh, Jesus Christ. What was that noise? I don't know what just happened. But anyway, I'll cut that out. But yeah, so recently, very recently, if you've been online in any form or fashion, you've seen the Batman versus Superman trailer. Or is it, let me get the correct name so people don't yell at me.
It's Batman versus Superman.
Okay, no, but it's Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice. What? So they released a 3-minute trailer a couple of days ago via Jimmy Kimmel. I don't know how Jimmy Kimmel keeps getting these things, but this is like the second trailer that apparently his channel gets to put out first. They put out a actual trailer, 3-minute trailer that, in my opinion, gives away pretty much the entire plot of the movie. But it doesn't mean that I don't want to see it, though. I still kind of want to see it. So it kind of gave away stuff, but it still has a little bit of mystery going back behind it, if you ask me. But for the most part, I thought it was pretty cool. It was a little bit too long, a little too spoilery. But, you know, that's if you want to break it down. Frame by frame.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think in the trailer itself, it was, I don't know. I don't know. Well, like, I'm so conflicted on the trailer. First off, Lex Luthor, just what the hell, man? Like, I still don't know if I'm convinced by him. You know?
Oh, God. Why did they just change the Eisenberg for
him? Yeah, yeah. He reminds me of the maniacal Lex Luthor, like the old school, where he was just kind of like hyperactive and just he spoke really quickly. From the old school Christopher Reeves movies, the first one, he's more like that Lex Luthor, but I don't know, but then again, Jesse, I was like, the way he talks, just like him naturally, he kind of just like speaks like that, you know?
They're going to give him, I guarantee you, at some point in the movie, he's going to do the dramatic shave his head. and like, oh, I'm the dark guy now. You know what I'm saying? These guys pushed me to it. And like, I can almost see that coming. You know what I mean? But I don't know. There was some highlights of the trailer, and there are a lot of theories getting thrown around on the internet right now. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Break it down, Lance. What was like you wanted to talk about, you know, some of your theories and stuff. So what are a couple of yours?
I should preface this by saying I've been hearing this from people who've read the leaked script. I don't know if this script is actually real or not, but, you know. So my theory is, I think this movie is going to be 3 hours long.
Oh, God.
the reason why I say that, there is a particular scene, I think it's about 2 minutes in, where Batman is fighting in the desert. And it's like right after the 2-minute mark, I believe. And you see all these like flying creatures. Those, I believe, are parademons. Parademons are the foot soldiers of this guy named Darkseid. And to give him a comparison, think Thanos. You know, that sort of like powerful type of entity or something like that. Yeah. And I have a feeling, because the way... If you look at the IMDb list of like the amount of people who are supposed to show up in this particular movie, like Aquaman, Wonder Woman, Cyborg, I think Green Lantern is supposed to show up or something like that. That's a rumor, but I don't know. But this is how like they all meet and they fight this great evil, which is supposed to be Darkseid or whatever. But that's why I say it's going to be a 3-hour long movie. Because the guy who shows up, which I like to call, I call him Gollum on steroids. That's what he looks like to me. He's supposed to be Apocalypse or what's Doomsday. Sorry. Yeah. Doomsday. Okay. He's supposed to be the guy that kills Superman, which is kind of weird that he's shown up now. So I don't think it's really him. But people are saying that, oh, that's not his final form. I was like, this is not Dragon Ball. Don't say that shit. Okay? Don't tell me no shit.
I just said that earlier today. Like, it's not his final form.
Right, it's not his final form. You fools! It's
his final form.
Yeah. So, I don't think that's actually Doomsday. I think it's actually Bizarro. Or, like, Bizarro Zod. Or some sort of weird amalgamation of... whatever, but people are saying it's Doomsday with a twist. I was like, oh, I didn't know M. Night was in like part of this. I was like, so I like, you know, but that's a little weird to even because he's. I feel like if you're gonna bring Doomsday in, he needs his own movie because he kills Superman in the comic book. That was pretty traumatic for a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, he could, honestly, in my, like, with all these people, with all these superheroes being brought in, and with Batman's such a big distrust, obviously they were trying to play into that, this rivalry between Batman and Superman, that little banter, you know, where they're talking back and forth, and he's like, I guess I'm just... used to freaks in clown masks or something like that, you know, something like, you know, like, I feel like if Superman dies in this movie, it would be one of these things where, you know, Batman would finally realize, oh, he really was trying to help us. And now we got this freaking thing that just killed him. You know what I mean? And I mean, it could totally set it up for another movie. Obviously, I mean, obviously that's where they're going. It's not like they're going to make this movie and quit. I don't know, man. I mean, but I like a lot of the things in the trailer, like, okay, the scene, I want to talk about the scene where, and I don't think this was in the same trailer. I think this was actually a different trailer where they were like, Batman is being held somewhere and he's got his hands up in the air. And all of a sudden Superman like shoots down this little shaft and like the four guards that are standing there or whatever, kind of all kneel down. Right. To Superman and Superman walks up and like rips the mask off Bruce Wayne. I will freaking bet money that's a dream. That is a dream that Batman is having of why he needs to stop this guy because this is what it's going to turn into. You know what I mean? I can almost guarantee that that's a dream. You know, like that setting up that's just the tone of the movie. I feel like that's probably going to be one of the first scenes in the movie. Like, I feel like that's going to be one of these, you know, something's going down and, you know, Bruce Wayne wakes up and then it's like, you know, oh, I gotta like, and then this whole like spray painting each other's, seriously, come on, how childish is that? Because they showed, you know, that he spray painted Superman's statue or whatever in the trailer, but It later on, like, I think it was in this trailer, wasn't it, where it shows the Batman suit spray painted and stuff. And it's like, dude, seriously, how childish. Stop graffiti.
It'd be funny if Superman just flew in there, like, spray painted and was like, ha ha, bye.
It's just stupid, man. Just to me, it's just so dumb. And then, like, him fighting Superman in this Iron Man type suit. Where they're like flying, just no. First of all, his mouth is still not covered, so any number of things could still kill him by like shooting into his jaw,
like debris just, or whatever.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like it's like in the trailer, it shows. I want to say Superman and him are like fighting through a building and stuff, and it's just like, you know what?
Yeah.
No, well, Superman maybe would like, just crush him. You know what I'm
maybe
saying?
Maybe there's like a flap or something that covers it. It's like
I will also bet money that Lex Luthor steals somehow Batman gets knocked out of that power suit that he's in. And something tells me that Lex Luthor steals that technology and that's how he ends up creating his
power suit.
Yeah, his big green power, famous power suit, you know what I mean? So those are just my theories. Now this is nothing. I haven't read the script. Lance hasn't read the script. Alyssa hasn't read the script. So, you know, these are just our theories, but yeah. Alyssa, did you have any theories on the
I have a feeling that Superman, I mean, I only watched the trailer maybe like once or twice, but I have a feeling maybe Superman isn't even going to like try to fight Batman, unless did they show him fighting Batman? I don't remember.
Yeah, they like in the, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Lance, I only saw it once as well, to be honest. So like this is totally just off of me seeing it one time. But yeah, I could have swore in the trailer it showed them, you know, doing a bunch of stuff. Like, weren't they fighting in a building? Like, I could have swore they did this
Yeah, they fought in a few times where he tells them, like, if I really wanted to, you'd be dead by now, like that sort of thing. It seems like, I don't know if they're going to have more than one fight. It looks like they're only going to have one fight, and then Homeboy shows up.
And then they're going to, like, team up to save the world. So that's what I think is going to happen. It's going to be, they think Superman's a menace. Batman's going to find out about him, think he's really a menace, try to fight him. You know, realize, oh, he's too strong. I gotta power my shit up to, you know, try to attack him with all my might. But, you know, Superman's probably like, I'm not gonna try to fight you because I'll kill you. And he's like, you know, come at me, bro, whatever. And then, you know, probably like Luthor, you know, obvious villain there, is gonna start something. And then they're gonna be, I don't know, he's gonna unleash something. And then they're gonna be like, oh, let's stop fighting and fight this threat. And, you know, Batman will realize, oh, you're not a threat, you know.
You're not so good after all.
Let's keep up and fight this menace, whether it's Doomsday or Lex Luthor or whatever. And I don't know where Wonder Woman comes in through all this, but, you know.
She just pops up with a shield.
You make a great point, Lance, is I don't know how within a time limit they're supposed to do this Batman versus Superman story. Introduce whoever the hell this villain is. Turn Lex Luthor into a supervillain, because at this point he's still just a rich, you know, rich boy,
rich asshole.
And you know, like, and then introduce all these other characters. Like, I feel like they're trying to do so much with this movie to try and catch up to where Avengers is now. You know what I mean? That it's like, I don't know, man. how are you supposed to do it?
Apparently, the Flash is supposed to show up as well, which is rumored. And Barbara Gordon. There's like, it's like a,
maybe it's gonna be like, oh, since they're rising up against this villain, like other superheroes are coming out. Like, I am a superhero too.
I have spandex suits.
They all share. Like, maybe whoever this threat is, it's threatening all of them. Like, maybe Wonder Woman comes out of nowhere because whatever this villain is, maybe it's like a huge threat to, you know, to her or something, so she has to go where the threat is to stop it. And
right, like, you know, I don't even know why she would show up to fight Doomsday, because, you know,
they're gonna come up with some bullshit story with like Doomsday is like something part of some kind of prophecy, and like has to stop it or something, and
he's the Kraken
or it destroys the world or something. I don't know.
it's so weird. Like, if you guys just check out the IMDb list of people who are supposed to be in this movie, like, there's Lois Lane, Martha Kent, you know, Barbara Gordon is rumored. It's a lot. And then they're showing off people who deservedly should have their own movie, their own introduction. And instead of just like kind of, you know, put them in here like Aquaman. I mean, I'm not a big Aquaman fan, but he kind of deserves his own lane. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think he needs to be in this movie. I don't think Cyborg needs to show up. I don't think any of these people needs to show up now. Like,
I feel like those people need their own movies first. I think Marvel did it right when they introduced these characters slowly and then did a movie where they all came together. I feel like trying to cram pack as many of these superheroes into one movie as you can is not a smart move. And I mean, because they already confirmed what's his name as Aquaman. And I mean, seriously, who gives a shit about Aquaman? Like, how is he supposed to contribute to this shit? Seriously. Unless the galactic guy is like, I'm going to send guys underwater to mess with their oil pipes or like maybe, seriously, what like dastardly thing could you do underwater? Like, other than maybe drill a hole in the earth or something. Like, I just don't get it, man.
That's what I thought. Like, maybe whatever Lex Luthor's plan is, like, maybe it has something to do with, like, he's putting different points around the world. He's, like, planting something in, like, different parts of the world. Maybe that's why Wonder Woman comes out of nowhere because, you know, she's like, oh, it's threatening my world, too. Well, I come help you.
Yeah, it would just be so. It would be. Wouldn't you just live in fear every day if you lived in this world? Like, if you just lived in this world and you knew that there were superheroes and or supervillains that were either trying to help you but destroying shit in the process, or just destroying shit if you're the supervillain, and it's like, oh, like you would just live in, like I said the same thing about when I was playing GTA 5. It was like, I wouldn't want to live in this city if there was just dudes going around 24/7 just shooting each other, like just fucking robbing stores. Know,
the rent is affordable, yeah.
Yeah, fuck that, dude. I wouldn't live there for free, man. That's some bullshit, dude. Like, anyway, but yeah, so. I don't know. It looks like a good movie. The cinematography from the trailer looks good, pretty right? good,
yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
It's pretty.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll sell nice. Out, and I'm sure it'll be good, but I just hope they don't try to cram too much into one movie to, you know, try to compete with Marvel, and it's like...
I hope they don't try to make it like a Spider-Man 3.
Oh, God. Let's hope not. Does anybody know? Have they planned any single DC movies? Does anybody know?
Wonder Woman is planned. That much I know, but they're being really hush-hush about it. Like, they say they already began filming. But, yeah, I guess if you go to their website, they might have, like, a list of movies they have that's coming out. But yeah. Other than Wonder Woman, I don't really know of any other that they're going to do a one-off of. I think they're just solely trying to figure out just their, you know, next move, which is which I agree. They're trying to catch up to Marvel, and which I think is a mistake because you don't have to. There's no rush, you know. But then again, there might be superhero fatigue at some point. So who knows?
I feel like whatever direction they do with Wonder Woman, I feel like for a Wonder Woman movie, they should, I feel like they could go like do something like a 300 type of direction, but like a less gory 300.
Well, Wonder Woman is a pretty gory character depending on who writes her. She can be very gory. Like, she's either really, really good or really, really bad.
But I mean, for, like, a movie, you know? Yeah. Like, in the same feel as, like, I guess, Superman and, you know, this movie. So I feel like they could do, like... Wasn't 300 also directed by Zack Snyder?
It was, yes.
So there you go. He could do Wonder Woman.
Yeah. That's probably something that could come out from him. The other movies I know is coming out of Suicide Squad. That's
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that and some other big news before we get off of superheroes and or Marvel and DC and stuff. For the Captain America movie, Civil War, the director confirmed this week that Spider-Man will be now appearing in Captain America. So if you're not sick enough already of superheroes, here's another one that's going to be on Avengers. It's going to be awesome.
Here's one that had so many reboots already that we see another one.
That's what I'm kind of wondering is like, which Spider-Man is this? Is this, you know, kind of like, I would much rather them introduce a Spider-Man that has already had his battle with the Lizard, already had his battle with the Green. Like, I would rather see a seasoned Spider-Man come in. You know what I mean? But I just don't know how you would explain that then. If it's like in their universe, you've never heard of this Spider-Man guy, but he's been there kicking ass all along. So.
Yeah.
And like, I just don't know how you're going to do that. But still, yeah. I feel like if they bring in this Spider-Man who's already, you know, battle tested, basically, who's already ready.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I don't know how you're going to do that. Which of the movies are you going to pick act like didn't exist? You know what I mean? Like, which ones are you going to roll with? You know?
Yeah. Marvel has a very interesting way of doing those sort of things. Dimming their battles with movie rights and whatnot. Yeah. But we'll see what happens, I guess. Okay, well, let's move on from those people and their burly muscles, and let's talk about and talk about other people with slightly burly muscles. So today we're gonna, you know, we're gonna be talking. The bulk of it, we're gonna talk about our, I guess you could say, our favorite or disappointments of 2015 when it comes to television land. I think this year, as the following year, has been a pretty good couple of years for television, I would say. And 2015 seems like a really long year for television shows. Like, there's a lot of shows that came out this year.
Yeah, I haven't seen all of them.
Yeah.
Too many shows.
Yeah, there's a lot to try to catch up on. And, like, you know, keep in mind, like, Daredevil was out this year, along with Jessica Jones. So, it's
like... Both great shows.
Yep. You know, just to get the superheroes out of the way again.
Yeah. you know, who wants to go first to talk about, you know, your best, like, you know, television shows of the year?
Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Mine are HBO shows, but
I haven't seen many TV shows this year, to be honest. So, but that was one of the few I finally caught up actually with the whole series. And that last season was that last episode was pretty intense. I'll just say that.
Yeah, they did a great job. I don't know what their budget is for Game of Thrones, but holy shit, some of those battles are epic. Episode 8, the battle for Hardhorn, I believe, is what it's called, or what is it? Is it Hardhorn? It's something like that. That battle was crazy. Like that was like half of the episode itself, it seemed like.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, they did a great job with you know, getting that many people out on set and with, yeah, just like everything that happened. It was great. The fight with the White Walkers and stuff. Game of Thrones surpassed, I think it was this year, wasn't it? That Game of Thrones surpassed Sopranos as most viewed HBO show of all time or something like that. It was either
this
year.
Yeah, it broke a few records.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're doing something right. I mean, and like now I'm kind of, even though they released a trailer for this new season that's coming out and stuff, this will be the first season that they've gone off books. And I'm confident in the directors and stuff. And George R. R. Martin has told them, apparently the way it's gone down, he said, this is the end. How you get there, you know, is up to you guys. But this is how it ends. These are the key players at the end or whatever, in his vision. And so I don't know. Like, I hope it's as good as the other ones.
We'll see.
Yeah, but it was great. Yeah, it was a great. That was a great season. Great season, I feel. So.
Yeah, Game of Thrones this year for me was actually very, very excellent. I did like it. And you know, quick. I guess bit mention about it. It is past the books now, so you know, if you're a book lover and you've been waiting, you can hold. You can keep waiting while the rest of us. Won't be waiting. No.
Yeah, I mean, they do little things like that battle that battle that we were talking about in episode 8. That's not in the books, or at least not as in detail. They do mention it, from what I'm told. I haven't read the books. I will go ahead and say I have not read the books, but I have been told by multiple people that have read them that battle was actually, it was mentioned, but you know, they didn't go into detail about it. So that was. Yeah. Like, I love that little stuff that they do where it's like, this is for people that watch the show. You know what I mean? Like, this is one of those things where you can kind of throw it at the book people and be like, nah, you know what I mean? Like, you know, that wasn't in the book. Uh-huh. But, you know, I feel like they did an awesome, awesome job. I'm so stoked for the next season. We get to see Bran and Hodor come back. They better not fucking kill Hodor. I swear. He better. Like, I'm going to go ahead and throw my money in the hat right now that Hodor is the king of the land when everything's said and done.
He will have the throne at the end of it all.
How would he defend anyone? Just by saying Hodor.
Hodor. Offered his Hodor. No,
that's how you do it.
Hodor will live.
Who knows? Maybe Hodor is like the secret word to the dragons to go ape shit and kill all the White Walkers.
That's actually the magic word.
That's the magic word to kill
White Walkers. That's the key word.
Hodor. And he just, that's how it goes down.
That's the key word to save all
this. I believe it. I think you're right.
Another good HBO show that is totally not like Game of Thrones. One that came out this year, and it was all right. The ending let me down a lot, but Ballers. I thought Ballers was all right. The one with Dwayne Johnson.
Oh yeah, I haven't watched that yet. No,
it was all right, man. It was. I will go ahead and say it was kind of Entourage-y. So if that's not your thing, which some people it's not, it's almost like one of those shows where you love it or hate it. It's like watching MTV Cribs. It's like, ooh, look at all these rich people and their problems. You know what I mean? But it's basically like that. But I feel like Dwayne Johnson did a good job. I feel like he's developing as an actor. You know what I mean? Like when he first started stuff like Doom, it's like, just stop. Go back to wrestling, bro. And, you know, you see him play roles now where he actually plays, you know, he doesn't play the same character. You know what I mean?
He's branching out. He's definitely branching out.
You see a human side to him when dealing with problems and stuff like that. So I thought that was really good. John Oliver, Last Week Tonight. I always love Last Week Tonight. I feel like they do some great in-depth investigating for comedy news. I mean, they really look up some of their shit on these things. They've been the president of Trinidad had to like defend himself against the show. I mean, that's how much ripples he makes. You know what I mean? Like, I thought,
Really?
Makes so much waves that like somebody the president of Trinidad took out ads like campaign ads,
really,
saying that John Oliver was a liar and stuff. So John Oliver took out campaign ads in Trinidad, like paid for his own ads to like call this dude out and shit. It's hilarious.
Oh, man. Now I gotta stop watching the show now.
It's the Daily Show, but with cursing. It like where you can actually curse. You know what I mean?
Because you know I'm West Indian and my island is not too far from Trinidad, so that's
interesting. Great. Yeah, it's a great. In fact, that whole episode was great because, I think that was actually to do with something else. But yeah, anyway, it's a great show. Great show. So I think that, and that's not new, obviously, but they did have a good season. I do want to talk about The Walking Dead because that was a lot of people's favorite this year. I mean, at least it's only mid season right now, but, just it's losing me. It's really, dude, it lost me the other night. I'm about to go spoiler mode first of all, so let me try to say this as spoiler free as I can. When you nuke the fridge, okay, at some point, like, and what nuke the fridge means is you do something in your movie or television show that is just so ridiculous that you have a hard time believing what you're seeing, and it really takes you out of the show. You know what I mean? Those moments kill things for me, and that definitely happened this season on Walking Dead. I don't know about you, Lance. You've been watching it as well. What was your feeling on that big moment when you find out that I'm trying to say this as well. When you find out that person is okay. Like what was your first thought? Was it not like, are you fucking kidding me? That was my first thought. So
yeah, it's a bit ridiculous how that person survived, but I kind of had a feeling they weren't going to kill him because it's not his. I feel it's like his time hasn't come yet. Like he needs. I'm sure he's going to die at some point in the show, and they tend to, like, when they kill off one of the main group characters, it's like this, you know, half hour long tearful goodbye, you know? And it's very meaningful. And there's no way they could have just killed him off like that. Especially he's like a fan favorite. So, but yeah, like the way they introduced him back was like, can you help me? Like what?
No, dude. Fuck that, dude. Like the situation that he was in. I'm sorry, Alyssa. I'm trying my damnedest. But like the situation that he was in, dude, there's no way. There's no way he should have survived that. Unscathed, like there's
at least his toes could have been bitten off or something.
Yeah, something had to lose something. You know what I mean? Like you don't get out of that situation just unscathed. That's the tallest dumpster in the world. That's all I'll say.
For somebody to fit underneath it.
Dude. Like, go look at a dumpster and see how low to the ground that shit is if it's not on the ground itself. Like, most dumpsters are on the ground itself. Like, if you had dumpsters that were on – there are very few dumpsters with wheels, because if you have dumpsters with wheels, they're going to roll around. They could be potentially, you know, giant objects that of death rolling at somebody if they were going down a hill or something.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, these things are made to sit on the ground. And for that – just to be that – no, just bullshit. I call bullshit. So it lost me, man. I hate to say this, man. I think I'm done with Walking Dead, man. I think I'm ixnay on the Walking Dead's A. I really do. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You fucked it up for me, show.
Exactly. Yeah, it's I enjoyed the season. I don't feel it's its best so far. I think they can do other things, but I'm not sure what that is, but I guess we'll just wait and see. Because I mean, next mid-season when it starts back up, a new character is being introduced. So who knows? Maybe he will bring back that spark. But I don't know, man.
I don't know if I can give it a chance, man. I might just wait until it's all out and then binge watch it, and then you know, either bitch about it or
That's what I plan to do. Binge watch it all at once.
Yeah.
Nate hates this. You know me.
This has been a segment of Nate hates this. No. but yeah, like it's been a pretty decent show for the most part, I'd say. Like they're kept up with their consistency of gore and, you know, their slow pacing, and then slow then fast, and then really slow to talk about your feelings and Claren, talking about Claren stuff. Always Claren. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's how that all plays out. I would say for me this year, it's probably a bunch of Netflix shows. Like you know, and I really like Sense8. That was very polarizing with a lot of people. What was that about?
Because I've been wanting to get into some Netflix shows, but I just haven't really like. So it's hard to go by the description sometimes, you know.
This is a public service announcement to Netflix. Hey guys, you make a lot of money. Why can't you just put a category on the damn app or stuff that says Netflix Originals instead of just, oh, we have a banner. Great.
They do have like a category for Netflix Originals though.
Yeah, they do. I think
they do. Yeah, it's
under not on the app. They don't.
on the PS4. On the PS4, there is.
Oh, well, they have it on the app, and I'm a little pissed at that shit.
No, what? I have the app too, and they have a category.
I don't know. Maybe they just
added it like after.
It could have been, because I actually tweeted at them about this. I was like, before they even, I was like,
you changed it, Lance.
It's all me.
Thank you, Lance.
Like, I logged in. There is no Netflix original category. I hit browse. There's nothing here. Like, none. So, I don't know. Maybe you guys have some app I don't have.
Hey, do you need an update? Have you updated your app? This is a public service announcement from Pondering Nerdcast. Update your apps.
Update your apps. And I'm logged in on the web version. There is no... There's nothing there. But I'm sure if you type in Netflix original, all their shows, they have a shit ton of shows on Netflix original. So check them out. But anyway.
Yeah, I'm looking at the app right now. There's Netflix originals.
Yeah, like nothing here.
Back to Sense8. How was Sense8? Yeah, tell us about Sense8.
Sense8 is, I think it's what, 10 episodes long? I don't remember, but It's an hour long each, and it's by the Wachowski brothers. I can never say their names right, but they're the same guys who made Matrix. So
Matrix.
It can be slow. I'll let you know that right now. If you have any date, and they go places that you will not see shows on television ever go. Like, they tackle like a lot of LGBT issues. They tackle a lot of like where it comes to pleasure and all that other stuff. And also the action, when the action gets going, it's really gory. You know, it's some fucked up things going on there. And it's a overall like a long experience. I would say like it's like they're really, really going, like the way they shoot it, the way everything, like how they cut in and out of different characters who, well, I mean, if you've seen a trailer, I don't want to give anything away, but it's pretty much all these people, they found out that they are part of this, I guess you could call it like a cluster, a collective of people who can sense each other from across the world, meaning they can communicate with each other, like, in this, it's almost like telepathy, that sort of thing, but it's much more, like, if someone gets hurt, like, you feel it, you know? Or someone is giving birth, or someone's crying or having sex, you're all kind of involved. Yeah, they do show off the sex stuff a lot in this, I'm not gonna lie, so be ready for that.
That would just be annoying as shit.
Like, yeah, you're trying to, like, have sex, and, like, there's, like, seven other people watching. It's like,
or, well, not just that, or if you're that other person where it's just like, dude, can you guys stop fucking? Seriously. Like, I'm tired of seeing this in my head. God, stop it. Just, yeah. You're giving a presentation at work. You get a boner. You're like, I'm sorry, I can't help it. There's these two people. They're in a different time zone. It's not my fault.
Yeah, like two, like, and there's like all these rules about how they can, like, they shouldn't fall in love with each other, but you kind of can't help it because you're like in each other's head all the time. So it's you know, but you know, who knows? But yeah, Sense8 was really good. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a pretty cool rundown of a show for that sort of thing. It's not a superhero movie or show, but it's, you know, in that kind of vein sort of thing. But one of the show I really love this season of it this year is Person of Interest, which is on CBS. It's one of those shows, it's been around for a while now. I think this is like the fifth or sixth season. And, you know, it's just, it keeps going, and I keep trying to figure out how can they possibly have another season. And they somehow able to pull it off, you know. But J.J. Abrams he's involved in that show. I don't think he's like day to day, but he's definitely his heavy influence is there for him. So I really love that show. That's a pretty cool one. I did not see True Detective or Justified or any of those other shows because, you know, everybody's talking about them, but I still haven't sat down and watched them. So I don't know how that
is. I watched one episode of True Detective, or two, maybe two episodes. Mm-hmm. I can't stand Colin Farrell, man. I really like him. I don't know. That's another Nate hate thing, but so I'll stay out of that. But
Colin Farrell? Is this season two? Yeah, this is season two.
Yeah, this was season two, and this is a totally different. If you're watching True Detective, it's a totally different. Has nothing to do with season one. Like, season one is its own thing. Season two tells a completely different story. Mm. So as far as I know, they don't tie together. Cause I watched all of season one, and then I watched, like I said, the first couple episodes, and it had nothing to do with it. So,
okay.
Yeah. So it's its own thing. You can start watching season two by itself if you wanted to. But season one's really good with Woody Harrelson and, I hate to say it, with Matthew McConaughey.
McConaughey.
All right.
One other show that I really enjoyed this year, which unfortunately got canceled, was Constantine. I think that was last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Was it last year?
I think it was last year. I can't really remember. Damn, it's been a long year. I can't really remember when the show debuted.
I wanted to say Marco Polo, but I wasn't sure if that was this year or last year.
So. I think Marco Polo was last year. Constantine. Okay, so it ran from 2014 to 2015, and then it got canceled in 2015. But I guess it still counts, kind of, sort of. I don't know, but. I think they only had like 13 episodes of the show, and you know, that's not even like a whole season. So I thought it was pretty cool because I started reading the comic book, and the show is not 100% true to the comic book, but it has that backbone. Like it's its own thing, but it's like such a interesting show, and the character is such an interesting guy. Like, you know, just something. And the actor, if you follow the other show Arrow on CW, he mm-hmm. showed up on the show for a special episode where he takes a peacock feather and he scratches back with it, and he was like, oh, that's something that's been bothering me for a while. It's good to get it off my back, because Constantine used to be on NBC, and NBC canceled the show, and the peacock feather is the, you know, the peacock feathers of the logo of their and I was like, ha ha. But the guy who plays Constantine, Matt Ryan, pretty cool dude. I think he's a funny guy, and he just fits that role so well. But unfortunately, somebody told me that Constantine the movie, or he's supposed to show up in one of the DC movies at some point, is going to be played by Colin Farrell, and I'm not a big fan of Colin Farrell, so I don't. But so I was like,
yeah, he's just going to show up and be like, I'm Constantine.
God, I smoke cigarettes. No.
another show that I had just thought of that I'm sorry to go back to HBO, but just really quick, another show that was really great this year was The Brink. I don't know if anybody caught that. It was Jack Black was on it. Tim Robbins was on it.
I haven't seen it.
It is a great show. It is a great comedy. About, you know, it's like some political stuff, but there's still it's just comedy. It's super funny. Tim Robbins is hilarious. Like I respect Tim Robbins so much more after seeing this movie, because I know Tim Robbins was real big back in the day. I just never really saw too many of his movies. You know, I've seen Shawshank Redemption, but I, you know, that was totally different. And in this one, he's like sleeping with hookers, and like, it's just, he's hilarious, man. He like punches the vice president, and it's either the vice president or somebody like the secretary of defense or something like that. Like, yeah, like Jack Black plays a reporter, or not a reporter, I'm sorry, an ambassador's like assistant, and he gets caught up in this mess where he becomes like one of the head guys by the end of the season. Anyway, it's a really great show. Really great show. So if you haven't seen that one, definitely give The Brink a chance. I can't wait for season two.
Other mentions this year, other shows came out. Supernatural is still a thing.
Oh, jeez, really? How many seasons?
13.
Jesus.
Or it's a long. So if anybody's been trying to catch up with Supernatural, don't.
I started watching the first season, and then I stopped at like episode, I don't even know, like episode 7 or 8, and I was like, oh, watch this another time. And the fact that there's 13 seasons, I'm just like,
oh, sorry, correction, 11 seasons.
11. Okay, that's a little bit better, but it's a lot of episodes to sit through.
It's a lot. Yeah. It's a very long show. There's a lot of, you know,
that's like Dragon Ball long, like seriously,
pretty much. Yeah,
creating a relationship at that point.
Another show that dropped recently, which is Jessica Jones. I thoroughly enjoy that. I thought it was pretty cool. It was a different approach to a superhero character. It was a lot darker than Daredevil, in my opinion. Yeah.
See, I'm surprised that these shows like Daredevil and Jessica Jones, I know that they're on Netflix, so I guess they can take like a darker, more mature approach with it. But the fact that there's, you know, they're Marvel properties and they're owned by Disney, I'm just surprised, because I haven't finished Jessica Jones. I'm like almost done with the season, but so far I'm loving it. But it's pretty raunchy at some parts.
I mean,
Daredevil was actually pretty, I mean, it was dark in the sense that he mostly fought at night, and you know, he was blind, but I mean, right. like It wasn't like a, I mean, you didn't, as much as I would have loved to see Rosario Dawson's bosoms, there really wasn't much as far as I remember. I mean, they might have went into like a titty bar at one point in the show, but I don't remember it in all honesty.
I don't think there's any nudity. There's like, yeah. It's like, I mean, like I said, there's some pretty raunchy, you know, sex scenes, but it's more, it's like PG-13. So yeah. like the character, the girls are wearing their shirts. So
yeah. Oh, yeah, got
yeah.
you. Okay.
Yeah, nobody showed any body parts that was desirable.
How do you have sex if you have super strength? That's what I want to know. Like, how do you not kill?
They showed that off. They pretty much destroyed the apartment.
But, like, is the other dude superhuman? Because he would have been destroyed with the apartment. I don't
know. Yeah, just spoiler, Jessica Jones has sex with Luke Cage. So. Yes.
I mean, that kind of
That happened in the comic book too. So,
well, that's kind of a thing. If you Google Jessica Jones, you see
her. He will. Yeah, they have.
Does he have super strength? I don't know much about.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
He has like a he's like unbreakable. He actually even says like in the show like
God. Yeah, like he. Yeah, he has like impervious skin. Like,
Can you imagine being the downstairs neighbor to them, hearing them having sex upstairs? Like, what the hell? Like, just destroy the building.
I don't know about destroying the building, but there were some beds destroyed.
They destroyed beds. There was a wall. It was her at the end of the scene. What they did with her apartment?
I'm up to episode 9.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Well. So far, if you notice, her apartment is not getting fixed, so don't expect it to get fixed.
I was gonna say those bills must just be horrible. Drywall bills and
it's pretty interesting what happens. But
I don't know how she can afford an apartment like that. I mean, as shitty as it is, it's probably.
It has to be at least $1,500 for that place.
Then more apartments. I mean, what is it? It's like a 2-bedroom apartment. Like, yeah. It's like, I don't know what she's making to afford that. But realistically, you couldn't find anything like that under like $1,800 in Manhattan. So she's living in Hell's Kitchen, which is in Manhattan. So
yeah, which is the same area as where Daredevil lives, and apparently they never ran into each other. But then again, like her whole shtick is like she's like low key. She doesn't want to be a superhero. She's just kind of like whatever.
But what I like most about Jessica Jones was the villain, the main villain of the Purple Man. But they don't call him that on the show. He just they go by his name Kilgrave, and David Tennant, he's most familiar to everyone as being the 10th Doctor on Doctor Who, but I think out of all of Marvel's villains, their history of villains so far in their cinematic universe, Kilgrave just comes off as, I think, the most sinister of them all, because he's like the most realistic. His power is basically mind control, and the fact that he just tells people what to do by like just telling them what to do. Like he walks up, like he'll just tell this guy. There's a scene where he's like, just taking newspapers or books out of this guy's stand at a park. The guy's yelling at him, like, "What are you doing? You have to pay for that." So Kilgrave just turns around to him. He's like, "You see that hot coffee? Pick up that hot coffee. Now throw it in your face." And he does so. So yeah. And he tells people like, "Oh, walk off that ledge right there," or "Go stab yourself 10 times." Like, and they'll do it. So it's pretty disturbing.
That actually sounds a lot like I don't know if you guys saw the old, I want to say it came out, it was either early 90s or late 80s. There was a movie called The Shadow, and Alec Baldwin played The Shadow.
Yeah, I remember seeing
and
that. Yeah,
that was their whole thing, was they did mind trick type things, and Genghis Khan, I think, was like the villain anyway, he somehow came back and he had this power, and it was like, I remember him making a guard shoot himself. That to me, I remember as a kid, that freaking me the hell out. Like, the thought of, you know, that this, you don't want to do it, but somebody makes you do it. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's just crazy.
That's basically like Kilgrave's the reason why Jessica Jones is the way she is. Like, apparently her backstory was she wanted to do the superhero thing. But then all of a sudden, I guess she met him. She met Kilgrave, and Kilgrave was like, wow, I've never seen someone with powers like that. And, you know, he's with two other women who are obviously mind controlled. He's like, I'm bored with you two.
And he'll walk off.
He'll walk away. And he just tells me, he's like, what is your name? Like, tell me your name. And she's like, oh, Jessica. And, you know, basically, and he's like, oh, your clothes are disgusting, but we can fix that. You know, and he, I guess basically for like a year, he was just controlling her and doing whatever he wanted. And what I mean by whatever he wanted, you can think of the worst things ever. So.
And the worst part about his power is like, you remember everything you're doing.
And
you don't want to do it, but you're so compelled to do it. And it's like, it's gotta be horrifying for someone to be like, in your mind, you're like screaming, no, don't do it. But then you just cut your finger off because he told you to do it.
Yeah, you know, it's basically that you see that. I mean, actually, people, I believe there's actually a disorder in real life where it's almost like that, where like something happens and it's basically like the person is watching this happen through the eyes of somebody else. Almost, it's like you're inside, but you have no control over the actions of what's going on. And it might be like a multiple personality disorder. But yeah, it's just horrifying to think of that type of shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, dude, cutting your finger off. Why'd you have to go there, Lance? Like, I'm going to have the nightmares.
There's a scene. There's a scene.
Okay, well, don't.
There's a
scene. Scissors, and, it's just disturbing. So basically, like, she's not under his control anymore because I guess after a year or, like, 8 months of being with him, I guess he gets into an accident and, you know, so they think he's dead, but she has, like, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder where, you know, she can't sleep. She's become like an alcoholic. She's constantly drinking.
Constantly drinking.
That's actually how she meets Luke Cage. So, because he's working at a bar. But it's a pretty good show. And, it takes into consideration like certain ethics. Like, you know, since Kilgrave, you know, he even says, I've never killed anyone. You know, technically, he hasn't actually killed anyone with his bare hands, but he's told other people to kill others, and kill themselves. And I guess Jessica Jones is basically the reason why she hasn't just killed Kilgrave, you know, is because she's trying to get proof that he controlled, like, this girl that killed her parents, saying, like, she didn't actually kill her parents, he told her to do it. But is it still considered manslaughter if she was under mind control? You know?
Yeah, let's just imagine trying to tell the world that there's a guy out there that can do mind control. But then again,
she's trying to find proof and, trying to go out of her way to show proof to, like, a lawyer and everything. Like, you know, it's a good show.
It's a pretty good show.
But so far I'm loving it, and I think David Tennant makes an amazing villain.
Right.
Compared to you see him as Doctor Who and
there was a meme about him being Doctor Who and this character. People are like, oh, now I can't watch Doctor Who the same way anymore with him on it, because now he thinks all his companions were mind controlled to be with him.
Oh, God.
I was like, it's just an actor. Calm down.
He's just, his character's just so creepy.
Yeah, very, very creepy guy. Very creepy. But yeah, Nate, I would say definitely check it out. You'll probably enjoy it. It's I think it's only like 11 episodes long, if I'm not mistaken. And it's not a bad thing to, like, just some of the episodes just kind of like, take a break.
Some parts you may find like, oh, why did they do this? But just the overall, like, you know, feel of the show and the characters, I just think are great. So
You guys are bold. You guys are bold to suggest something to me, because now I'm gonna be like, Nate hates this.
I wouldn't suggest anything to because he's gonna be like, nah, this shit sucks.
Shit's awful, man. No. I'll watch it and try to keep an open mind about it. I mean, I just know nothing. Like, I never gave it the time of day because I know nothing about Jessica. I'd never heard of Jessica Jones as a superhero. Yeah. And
her story, I mean, yeah, that's the thing. Sharp,
but it's just like, I mean, at least Ant-Man, I had heard of Ant-Man before. Well, I just never given him the time of day. Like, Jessica Jones, I literally had never heard of.
Well, so, then again, nobody heard of Guardians of the Galaxy before the movie came out, and look what happened.
That works different. One's in space, and one's in one's like this. You know, dark. You guys are making it out like this dark, rapey type vibe at the beginning, and it's like
it goes there. It's
not noir, I should say, but it's, you know, she's supposed to be detectives. It's supposed to be just like this gritty detective.
Yeah, story. With superhero with powers. That, yeah. She does use her power quite often, but. I would say one thing I absolutely hated when they tried to show her flying, like her takeoff was really crappy. I was like, they need to fix that. It was so bad. I was like, wow. But other than that, the show was a pretty good show overall.
Really quickly, did anybody watch Heroes Reborn? I didn't catch Heroes Reborn.
Yes, I am currently watching it, and me and Mickey have decided that this is the worst thing ever, but we can't stop watching it because much what it is, it's live action Avatar, because there's a character that literally that can control elements, and she does it like the whole hand motion. I was like, oh, look, she can bend air and water. She can even bend life. I was like, what the f-? It's really bad. It's not as bad as the last season, but it's bad.
That's sad. Sucks, man. I was hoping that it was going to be good, but
yeah.
Yeah, the third season, I think it was either the third or fourth season. The last season of the original Heroes was, it kind of fell off, and I was hoping they'd bring it back right, but oh well.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Oh well. But oh well, we're at the end of the show. So if you think we missed any shows that, you know, you probably somebody screaming like, what do you mean you didn't watch this show? And like, I really love it. Like, you know, but you know, like Penny Dreadful or something.
We didn't really get into Daredevil, but in short, Daredevil's amazing. You should watch that too.
Yes, it's pretty cool. Yes.
Rosario Dawson, yes.
Yeah, she's very cute. Very, very cute. But yes. So, you know, if you feel like, you know, it's just, you know, put the comments below, whatever, or just yell at us, however you feel like doing it. But definitely what you should do is rate and subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher. You know, and I keep saying soon Google Play. I don't know when that's going to happen. But anyways, like, we're there, but we're not public. I don't know, however they're doing that. But you know where to find us. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. You know, we have a website. We're also on GamingRebellion.com. That's where you find the main podcast right there. Check out all the really cool articles that are written there every on a daily basis. The community is great. So, you know, definitely show some love over there. And until next time, guys, we love you for listening. Bye-bye.
Later.
Bye, guys.
Three seashells.